The clouds that covered the moon and stars had reflected Los Angeles's lights in an orange gray. But now, coming out of Malibu, they draped an opaque hood over the sky, leaving me to navigate by the headlights' reflections on drops of rain. The route to Cambria was etched in my mind after so many trips. The beachfront would turn to truck stops, outlet malls, and billboards before it straddled the sea, then opened into desert and found the ocean again. The Lordstown didn't handle as well as the Bugatti, which took turns without a hint of drift. But lately, the Cambria house always needed work, so I brought the truck and took the turns nice and easy to keep an accident from spraying the contents of the truck all over the freeway. When my phone rang, it jumped a little. My cell signal had often dropped along the route until I invested in a better service provider. The upside was no dead spots when I needed to make a call. The downside was incoming calls. Logan's name flashed on the screen. Unlike my brothers, I'd never worked in the family business, but like them, I used its resources and answered to its needs. "What?" I asked. "You didn't tell me you were going to Cambria." I never told anyone where I was going. He knew that. "Because I don't answer to you." "Actually, you do." I snorted my contempt loudly enough for him to hear. "You loaned me your fixer, and I paid him. We're even." "What's in the box?" he asked. I didn't hang around long enough to read it all, but there are some untranscribed dictation cassettes that look promising. "There might be a player in the garage." "I know." "I want to help you," he said. "You know that, right? You didn't have to take off like that." He did only want to help, and I did know that. But I didn't have to like the fact that I'd needed it, and I didn't have to stick around with that box in my hands, unpacking my adolescence one piece at a time. I needed to be alone to do that, and not just alone, but isolated like a contagion. "Thank you." I was grateful, but that didn't change anything. "I gave Mandy Betancourt the keys," Logan said. "She's already on her way." A flash of lightning lit up the road just before the pound of rain doubled. "Who?" "Mandy, my friend. You know her."